Welcome to the Real Estate Answer Man Show, heard Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern with your host, Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man. Tony is a nationally acclaimed speaker, trainer, and real estate expert. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is brought to you by Extreme Realty Team, a full-service real estate company. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is your source for news, trends, and information on today's real estate market. For all your real estate needs, call Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290. And here's your host, Tony Martinez. Tony Martinez here, Real Estate Answer Man. So we're getting through some technical difficulties, but we're almost there. Thank you for being patient. So glad you're here today. We got another fantastic show for you here today. The topic today is boomerang buyers. Boomerang buyers is an industry term for individuals who lost their properties due to foreclosure, bankruptcy, short sales. And now, thanks to available loan programs, many of which are through the government, they're able to buy again or potentially be in a position where they can buy again in as little as a year. So I'm really excited about this. A little bit of background in case you're joining us for the first time. We do this show once a week, Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And we just provide what I believe is just a wealth of information on all things pertaining to real estate. Over the past several weeks, we have had a lot of different topics covered. I mean, last week we had an exceptional guest where we have Floyd Wickman, who is the co-author of the book Lessons from My Brother Zig, a book that he wrote in honor of his late mentor Zig Ziglar. Floyd is also one of the nation's top real estate speakers, and we were discussing the fact that he's coming down to teach a live event, and was originally going to be in May and now has been scheduled for June. We ran into a scheduling conflict, so that's been rolled back until June. So that was an awesome event. The week before that, we had Peter Salusky, and Peter Salusky is like the man when it comes to trends and what is going on with real estate here in the South Florida market. The week before that, we had Sandra Edmond, who is the queen of tax deeds, talking about an incredible way to invest in real estate via buying tax lien certificates and tax deeds. In fact, her class, we just did live this past Friday at the Miami Association of Realtors in Miami Springs, and we had 125 agents there. It was unbelievable the amount of knowledge that she shared that day. So we're bringing it, folks, but deep in my heart, in my core, I love to help people that are in a distressed situation. I am a real estate broker. My wife and I own a real estate company here in South Florida, Extreme Realty Team. And we specialize in short sales. I mean, we do it all, of course. We can help anybody with anything pertaining to real estate, but we have a special place in our hearts helping people avoid foreclosure via a short sale. And now, something else that I'm almost, if not as equally passionate about, is helping people get back into the market. And I've been doing this a while now, and we're seeing folks that maybe 2, 3, 5 years ago, they lost everything, and now, praise God, are able to come back into the market. So this is exciting for me. So a few months ago, actually November of last year, a local TV station, Channel 7, they have this segment on Monday nights called Money Monday. And I was featured on that November 4th segment, being interviewed regarding this whole thing called boomerang buyers and what programs are available to them. So we're kind of refreshing this information here. If you won't catch all of it, or you catch part of it, or you know someone that should be listening to the show and they can't, you can download it tomorrow. Tomorrow, the podcast will be available. You can go right to realestateanswermanshow.com, realestateanswermanshow.com. You'll see the link there to download the podcast. Very proud of the number of downloads. We have exceeded all of our expectations. We are well past 1,000 downloads already and climbing. So evidently people are liking the show and sharing the information with others. Well, enough of this. Let's get on to the guests at hand. So to talk about boomerang buyers, I can speak from a real estate agent's perspective, but I wanted to bring on a mortgage banker, because what I really want you folks to understand is what programs are available out there and what qualifications are needed to potentially be eligible for these programs. And the individual that's on the line with us here today, his name, and I'm going to kill his last name, is Keith Guillermod. Keith, did I come close at all?
That was a great job, Tony. Thank you very much. And as a matter of fact, I'm here with my assistant, PJ Bilardo.
Hey, PJ, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, guys, sorry about the initial hassles here, but we're live now, and folks, one of the reasons why I had Keith asked Keith to be on the line is because he impressed me so much with his knowledge of the available programs that are out there. And I remember the day he came and knocked on our door and he was trying to get his foot in the door, he mentioned Boomerang Buyers, and I heard him from the other room and I go, that's a term you don't hear a lot of people mention. And then as he was explaining what it was, I go, wait a minute, I think this guy knows what he's talking about. And lo and behold, he does. He did. He does. And we've really had hit it off. And we welcome him into our office all the time now because he's a go-getter. I mean, he just works as hard as possible for these loans to go through. So, Keith, so the way I do this is, man, let's just go free-flowing. Let's just go ahead I kind of gave my definition of what Boomerang Buyer is. What does it mean to you from your perspective?
Well, basically, it's the same thing, Tony. I mean, you're dealing with a buyer that unfortunately got caught in some very downturn economic problems here, and they really did want to sustain their properties and were definite good homeowners. It's just that the economy threw them a bad loop, and some of them lost their jobs, lost their income, depleted their savings, and
you
now they're
kind of
ready
cut off there. Are you still there?
Yes. Are you here, Tony?
Yeah, I just kind of broke up. It was kind of like if you were ordering something through the drive-thru.
Oh, that's so weird. Am I okay now?
Yeah, you're okay now. So just to be clear, because what I want folks that are listening to understand is that not everyone that lost their home will be able to buy again now. Or ever necessarily, or maybe it might take several years. But the main program that I want to talk about is this FHA Back to Work program, which advertises that people can potentially qualify in as little as 1 year after the situation happens. So far, so good. That's accurate in terms of the 1 year part?
Yes, that is accurate, Tony. As a matter of fact, the program from FHA was established last year in August 15th of 2013. And this is a short program. It only goes until September 30th of 2016.
Okay, so they're kind of trying it out. So the vast majority of people don't even know about this. And I'm talking about people in the industry. So why do you think that's the case? Why is it that you have a particular passion for it? You and your company know a lot about it. At large, a lot of folks don't even know about this program.
Well, the problem is most lenders do not offer this program. Remember, although FHA does put out programs, it does not necessarily mean that all lenders or banking institutions will use or utilize the programs that are established by FHA.
Okay.
This particular program, Tony, is a wonderful one that helps the actual person that did have a very hard economic time just over 1 year period of time. What it does is it allows them, if they had a bankruptcy, foreclosure, short sale, a deed in lieu, a loan modification, or forbearance agreements. Back to Work program will allow the people that did have those problems to purchase another home under FHA financing. Now, there is a caveat to this also. Basically, what it does is it establishes certain guidelines required by FHA that say what are the economic problems.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start with the fact that they don't really want or someone that deliberately let the property go, a strategic defaulter, or someone that potentially could have continued to make the payments and chose not to, they are not eligible. That's correct, right?
They are not eligible for the program because there are certain requirements that we, as the lender, have to do in order to have them meet certain guidelines according to FHA. And basically what the FHA guideline is they have to be off of work for at least 6 months. Also, they must have a 20% decrease in the household income.
Okay, so so I thought it was just that you had to have a hardship. The hardship had to be for at least 6 months, and it had to result in at least a 20% reduction. But are you saying that even if they were employed but had a significant pay cut, they wouldn't qualify unless they had lost the job completely?
Correct. It is, they have to have both, according to FHA. They must have at least 6 months off of the job, along with a 20% decrease in their income. Now, again, this will be for household income, but for FHA purposes, household is established by the person who is on the note.
Okay, person that's on the note. So if it's a husband and wife scenario, the husband may be on the note. He's the one that lost the job. He's the one whose income was reduced by 20%. The wife's was not affected. So technically, the household income did not drop by 20%, or maybe it could have. Yes, maybe her actually went up a little bit, but you end up going back to just basically his numbers, right?
Correct. If he was, you were saying he was the one on the note, correct, Tony?
Right. He's the one on the note.
Yeah. If he was the one on the note, he lost his job, and he lost 20% of his income. His wife wasn't affected at all. Then yes, they are able to qualify for the back to work program. Now, okay. Again, if we have a husband and wife, and the wife lost her job for 5 years, and they lost a significant amount of income, I cannot be able to qualify them due to the spouse's hardship because she was not on the note.
So what if it's him on the note, she's not on the note, he loses his job, they lose, never mind, it's not going to make sense. If he lost his job, it's going to definitely account for more than 20%. Okay, so they want a hardship, they want a loss of income. They want the reduction to be at least 20%. And then now,
correct,
because we're talking about an FHA loan, what kind of a down payment are they going to need? And are there certain properties that they're not going to be able to use this for?
Basically, your down payment will still be the same. You're 3.5% down as far as the back-to-work program. Okay. They would be able to qualify for any single-family detached home or any property within a homeowners association. Unfortunately, if it is in a condominium association, unless that condominium is approved FHA, then they would not be able to use it for the condominium. And unfortunately, very few condominiums are FHA approved now.
Yeah, it makes it a bummer. So, folks, if you're just tuning in, you listen to the Real Estate Answer Man show. This is Tony Martinez. And today's topic is boomerang buyers. Now, these are individuals that lost their homes during the Great Recession. They lost it to bankruptcy, foreclosure, deed in lieu, short sale. And now, given the new government programs that are available, can potentially qualify to get back into the market in as little as 1 year after the event. So this is exciting because from day one, since I've been out there teaching agents how to do short sales, I knew that for us to have a true recovery, you know, we couldn't give birth to enough buyers quick enough. We needed to bring buyers back into the market. And this is what's happening. And it's very gratifying to see this happen when someone was at the end of their rope, losing it all. They come back a year, 2, 3 years later, and all of a sudden, wow, the situation has improved tremendously. I have some experts on the line today. With me today, we have Keith Guillermod, and he's joined by PJ, and they're from Paramount Residential Mortgage Group. Now, what I like to do is I'm going to give you their information so that if you have any questions, because folks, if this is you, if you're in the Florida market, anywhere in Florida, if you know someone that went through this, I know how devastating it can be. There's a ray of hope. There's a possibility that if you can't get qualified right now, at least you're going to know what it's going to take for you to be qualified in the future. And I just want you to get straight up answers. I want you to get the no hold barred truth about what it's going to take for you to become a homeowner again. So, Keith, how can they reach you guys directly?
Well, they could reach me directly at 954-557-6696. That's 954-557-6696. Or you can also reach my assistant, PJ, and he is at 954-5. Go ahead, PJ.
I'll give you my direct line, Tony. If people want to reach me on my cell phone, I'm available there too. And that number is 714-614-1211. Since I'm on the road a lot, that's probably the best way to reach me. I'm a West Coast boy, so that's why the 714 area code might be a little funny.
Orange County. Orange County. So listen up, folks. And I know that a lot of real estate agents listen to the show. And whether you're a real estate agent or a consumer, we know that the first place, it all begins in speaking with the mortgage broker, okay, the mortgage banker. It all begins there. You don't want to be out there looking at properties that you potentially cannot qualify for. Real estate agents, you need to surround yourself with people that know what they're doing and they know how to get the job done. And this is an incredible new addition to our market. So why not start reaching out to potential buyers, people that have thought maybe they could not enter the market again? From my end, at my company, we're going to start teaching seminars on this topic, and we're going to include it where it's a first-time home buyer seminars. We're talking about boomerang buyers, the whole works. So if you listen to the show live, folks, and you have a question for either one of our two experts, give us a call at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Anytime after the show, anytime during the week, you have a question about real estate, call me directly. I am Tony Martinez, the broker of Extreme Realty Team. I'll give you my cell phone number as well, 954-663-0275. That's 954-663-0275. So, Keith, what other aspects of the back to work program? Isn't there some they have to jump to a few more hoops, right? Isn't counseling also part of the equation as well?
Yes, there is, Tony. As a matter of fact, a good thing for the agents to know is that they must complete a HUD counseling approved with a HUD counseling approved agency. They must go through the course. It can be online or in person, and I do have a list for all HUD counselors throughout the state of Florida, but they cannot take an application for 30 days after the HUD counseling has been completed. So in other words, they must go through that HUD counseling, then go out to look for the purchase of a home.
That's critical. So you're saying that they need to do the counseling part first?
Yes, the counseling must come first, and that must be completed 30 days prior. So if somebody takes an application on the 29th day, it's no good. We have to start all over again. So basically, that is one of the requirements that is from HUD. Also, it is a very, very intricate program, of which you have to have a lot of documentation to verify those 6 months off of the job and the 20%. So basically what I would be looking at is their employment history and also getting verifications of that history to specify the date along with their income via tax returns to show the 20% depletion.
Okay. So the way – and we're coming up on a break in about 4 minutes, guys, but – the way I always try to break things down into the real simple stages, the way I understand this program is the first question you have to answer is what happened? Or in the language of my people, ¿qué pasó? You know, what happened? Okay, so you have to be able to explain what happened, and it has to be something that it falls within the qualifications, okay? Hey, I lost my job, okay? How long were you out of work? For 6 months. What kind of toll did it take on you? It took this kind of a financial toll. Okay, great. Next is, well, has the situation improved? Because if you're still in that mess, they're not going to approve a loan for you. And here's proof that I'm working, and here's my pay stubs and everything else. Oh, okay. Well, what about your credit? Is your credit on the mend? Sure is. Look what's been happening over the past year, 2 years. I started here. Look where I'm at right now. So that's kind of like the process, isn't it?
Correct. And again, this is a situation also where unfortunately enough, people do have medical situations that require the Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. And again, they're off of work for a period of time. And then they can, again, after they've reestablished back to work, we can get them a loan after a year, whereas it's usually 2 years after that Chapter 7 or 13 discharge.
Okay. And then, so as far as this program right now, is it really being taken advantage of, or is it one of those closely guarded secrets because just not enough people like yourselves know to be presenting this program?
That's where the problem is. Again, like I said, Tony, is that although FHA does have the programs, does not necessarily mean that a lot of lenders choose to participate in those programs. But we here at PRMG, again, we are looking out for the welfare of the general public and trying to help everyone with housing because it's in such dire need right now for a lot of the people that did have an economic downturn. Again, it's not for the strategic short sale. It's for the ones with a real economic event.
Okay. And just before we go on break, this counseling session, is that something that they have to go physically to a location, or is it done on the web, on the phone? How is that done?
You could do it three ways. You can go directly to the counseling center, or you can do it on the web, or you can call in.
Okay.
Yeah, Tony, this is TJ. It's usually between 1 and 4 hours, depending on how long the session is going to be. All this information is available on the HUD.gov website, and you'll be able to look at all of this. But like Keith mentioned, it's done three ways, either the internet, in person, or you can do it via the telephone as well.
And we do have, again, the list of all counselors in the state of Florida. So in case anybody is interested and they do want to try to participate, get the ball rolling on this, we can give you the list of the counselors in your area.
Okay, sounds good. So listen, when we get back from break, guys, what I like to do is let's segue into the Florida Bond Program. Let's talk about the first-time home buyer mortgage certificate program. You guys up to discussing a couple other ways that people can get qualified?
I am not very familiar with the mortgage certificate. I know we do the mortgage certificate, but I am not familiar with that one.
Okay.
How long did you break?
Not long at all. And I started to, throw that at you like that. But look, we're going to be we'll take a break for about a minute or so, and we'll come back. And then we'll just continue to field questions regarding the FHA, because I have a couple other ones that I've been asked by individuals, and I've always wanted to know, wait a minute, what exactly can you and you can't do with this program? So, folks, you're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. So this is Tony Martinez. We're going to take a brief break. Be back in about 45 to 60 seconds.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty Team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
All right, folks, welcome back. It's Tony Martinez here, the Real Estate Answer Man, and we are live Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for joining us for wherever part of the country you're in. If you have a call for our mortgage experts here, call while we're live for about another half hour at 888-627-6008. That number is 888-627-6008. One of the things I would like to get across here while I have y'all's attention is that people have asked me a number of times, Tony, why do you do this show? What is your purpose behind this show? And that is, I'm a big believer in education. I just feel that people make mistakes, or people will make decisions that lead to mistakes because they're not getting the complete information. So we like to believe that this show has become a resource for folks. And as you've seen us evolve over the past 3 or 4 months, we're not just a distressed property show. We've grown way beyond that. We're covering all different topics. And And, you know, today's topic is the buying process. And I got to tell you something. I was born in Cuba. I came over to this great country when I was 5 years old. And for me, for my family, we knew we had made it. We had achieved the American dream when we bought our first property. And while I'm a big believer that home ownership is not a right, we don't have a right to home ownership. I believe that it's a privilege. Whenever I have a chance to participate in the process, the privilege is all mine. And being very involved in the distressed market through helping people avoid foreclosure with short sales, even though we're successful in doing a short sale for someone, even though we've avoided the foreclosure and the stigma and the consequences that come with it, at the end of the day, they lost the home. Yes, they may be walking out with more dignity, but they still walk away from their home. But one of the things that's always kept me going, and I always try to convey that to them, is don't worry. Keep your head up. You're going to be back. You're going to come back. And programs like the FHA, back to work program is doing exactly that. And it's just so gratifying to see it happen. And what I believe is happening is people are making better decisions this time. Question for you that came up. This back to work program, that's only for primary residents, correct?
Correct. All FHA loan programs are for owner-occupied properties. Owner-occupied properties only, not for investment purposes.
Gotcha. Okay, so now, I know it's hard to pin down because it can vary a little bit, but is there at least a minimum credit score that they need to be at to be in the running for this program?
We can go down as low as 580s on the credit score, but again, when you do have a low credit score like that, most of the time I have found that you will not meet the qualifications for this program. Again, in other words, you cannot have you can have one 30-day late out of all your credit. You must be on time for your rental payments, and I will verify the rent so long as we don't have sticker shock.
Okay. So one of the things that, you know, and I'm a very direct person. I don't know if people can pick that up over the radio, but I tell it like it is. And, you know, I always ask our customers to be very candid with us. You know, we don't want to be surprised. Usually in real estate, surprise is not a good thing. You know, birthday parties, yeah. Real estate, no. Usually a surprise, it's painful. So you folks, if you're out there and you're going to give Keith a call or PJ a call, don't make it like, well, I don't think he needs to know this. Look, it's as close to a psychological exam as you're going to get. These guys need to know where you're at, right? Right, Keith?
Oh, yes, we do. And by the way, if you do leave out one of those little important details, we will find out the detail. It's just that detail will be a little bit farther into the file, and it'll be a can of worms that cannot be fixed most of the time. If we know what we're dealing with up front, Tony, due to the experience and everything else, these are the things that I over my years, try to see if we could smooth over a little bit to not have such a bumpy road on things. So, again, it's always best to be as forthright with the loan officer as possible whenever you're talking to them.
Folks, one of the things that I would like for everyone to understand is here's the thing, and I understand how people think. They're thinking, well, there's no way in heck that anybody will ever loan me money again. And based on that, they never make the phone call. They never take the step. The other side of that could be that someone is under a false impression of where they're at right now. Either way, not knowing is not the way to go. So you want to give Keith, you want to give PJ a call, you want to say, look, here's the situation. I heard you guys on the radio. I'd like to see if I can qualify for the loan. All right, Keith, so I come to you right now. I'm not a jerk. I seem like a nice guy. I come to you. You run my credit. I'm at 520 right now. I'm devastated. What do you do? Do you tell me, well, listen, you know, good luck with your life and good luck. And it's done. You and I, that's it. Our relationship is already over. What do you do with someone like that?
What I do basically, Tony, is I take a look at the credit report. You know, a lot of times on the credit report, there are certain things that the buyer can do on their own in order to fix their credit. Again, there could be some derogatory things that have cropped up, maybe a medical or something along those lines. Again, we don't look at medical payments. However, medical will affect your score. So let's say that Mr. Smith went over and he had some work done at his local doctor's, and the doctor made a mistake in billing. And I find this happens quite a bit. And he goes back to the doctor. He gets that little derogatory credit or collection removed because the doctor made a mistake. And you see his scores go by up by significant numbers. So, again, it's something that we could look at. We take a review to help guide them. I am not a credit report, a credit counseling agency. But, again, after reviewing of credit for over the years, we do take a look at it. We do have an idea of what we're doing to help them with their credit and give them a guidance along the way. If it is something that's a little bit beyond our means, I will give them a few numbers for a few credit counselors to go through and see if they can work with them in order to repair their credit.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because one of the things that I believe that real estate professionals should be doing, and look, my fellow real estate agents, we are guilty of this every single day, is that we're so much in the moment right now. If someone doesn't qualify now, we don't give value to them, and that's not right, okay? You may not be able to be a customer right now, but you could be a customer in 6 months. You could be a customer in a year, and God knows how many people you can refer to us in the meantime, you know, because we are taking the time to care enough to work with you. So what I'm trying to get, the message I'm trying to get across out there is, all right, real estate agents, don't just disregard someone that can't qualify right now. Work with a mortgage broker, mortgage banker that cares enough to put them on the path to home ownership in the near future. You're giving them kind of like a game plan and say, look, if you can do this, if you can repair this, if you can get rid of that, if you can just do this, we can get you to this point. At that point, you can be ready to rock and roll. And for you, the consumer that's in that situation, understand that, look, the situation may not be right now at this very moment for you to buy at this very moment, but knowing exactly where you're at right now and where you need to be, then you have a plan. You have a plan, and now you're working towards a goal. So it sounds like you and PJ are the kind of folks that will actually take the time to sit down with someone and show them where, how they can get to where they want to get. So that's great. So how big a territory do you guys cover? Because I know a lot of folks are like, oh, I'm just Broward County only, or I only work South Florida. You know, how far will you go to help people with their purchases?
We actually cover the whole state of Florida, but we are a national company. PJ will give you the statistics on our company.
Yeah, Tony, PRMG is the sixth largest private lender in the nation. Not many people know that. In Mortgage Weekly magazine, we were ranked number two out of the top 50 mortgage companies to work for. So that means, you know, loan officers like Keith and I were the ones reporting for that survey, and PRMG was ranked number two. Like Keith did mention, we do cover the entire state of Florida. Keith and I do. I also have my license in California as well. But PRMG as a company is in 45 states as of right now.
Oh, excellent. So we have some California listeners as well. So you can help them, PJ, in California?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do this, because if folks have probably just joined us right now or about ready to leave us in a few minutes, go ahead and give them your contact information again, guys.
Okay, my cell number, again, this is Keith Gillermod. My cell is 954-557-6696. My office number is 954-641-5626. And I am extension 225. And PJ?
And for everyone listening, my name is PJ Velardo, and my cell phone is 714-614-1211. That's the best way to reach me.
Excellent. Now, back to this program here, the 3.5% down, how much should they also add to that for typical closing costs? Well, you know, what about another 3%, 2.5% closing costs?
whenever you have closing costs, you usually range around 3% of your sales price. And again, that would be based on a property of about $150,000 and above. Remember, you do have your title costs and certain other costs that are fixed costs. So that percentage usually doesn't work on a loan amount below $150,000. In other words, a survey is $375. So for a $100,000 loan amount, that's quite a bit, as opposed to a $300,000 loan amount. So again, that ranges around 3% and 3%, and you also have what's called prepaids. Prepaids are your taxes, homeowners, and flood insurance for your escrows and your homeowners and flood for 1 year up front. That usually estimates around 2% to 2.5%. And again, we at PRMG, we do work with our buyers. Say, for instance, you do have a buyer that's coming up a little bit short on cash as far as closing is concerned. What we do is we are allowed to give them a lender credit to help them with the purchase of the home. We cannot help with the down payment. We can help with the cost.
Okay, sounds good. Guys, we're coming up on a break in about 30 seconds, but when we get back, it's just going to be about 30, 45-second break. Let's talk about, A, interest rates. B, can a seller make a contribution towards some of these costs? C, the down payment, can it be a gift? All of this, because I'm sure these are the questions that people are asking out there. So stick with me. We'll be back in about 30, 45 seconds, folks. This is the Real Estate Answer Man Show. Tony Martinez speaking. We'll be right back.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty Team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
All right, folks, welcome back. Tony Martinez speaking. This is the Real Estate Answer Man Show. We're heard Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. So today, another great topic, two fantastic guests. We're doing everything we can to educate individuals and real estate professionals both that there are programs out there such as the FHA Back to Work program that is enabling people to be able to buy again after an event like a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, a deed in lieu. And this is great for the economy, folks. Real estate drives the economy. When someone buys a home, the first thing they do is buy appliances. They go in there and they repair, they enhance, they knock out walls. And all that does is contribute to the bottom line of our community. So we need programs like this. And so if folks, just before we get back to the questions here, is if you're just joining us and you've missed part or all of the show, don't worry. By tomorrow, sometime probably by noon tomorrow, West Coast time, we're going to have the podcast live. So you just go back to realestateanswermanshow.com, realestateanswermanshow.com, look for the icon for iTunes, click on it, it'll take you right there, and then you're going to have access to all of the podcasts of all of the shows that we've been doing. And I'm super excited about the response to the podcast because it's been growing exponentially. I mean, we just started the show a few months ago, we're already past 1,000 downloads, and it just continues to grow. So our message is resonating. Guys, we got about maybe 12 to 15 minutes left. I'm a buyer. I'm looking at this situation here. Give me some creative ways that I can come up with some money to be able to put this together. First of all, what kind of an interest rate are we currently looking at for a program like the FHA Back to Work program?
Right now, your rates are very well, Tony. We're looking, and again, it's everything is predicated on credit scores and everything else, but I mean, you're in your mid fours to low fours, depending on where their scores are and what have you. with the loan amounts and, again, credit scores. So, but mid-fours to low-fours, that's where we're at on the back-to-work program. And that's for a 30-year fixed-rate loan.
Wow. So, not to put you on the spot, but maybe because you guys do this all the time, if you were using an example of a $200,000 purchase, which here in South Florida, it's there. I mean, properties are starting to go back up again, so it's a little tougher. But you should be able to find something decent for about $200,000. What would be the monthly payments or something like that? Because where I'm going with this is, oftentimes people immediately think rental. They think, well, we're not going to be able to buy again. We're going to have to rent. And with the rates being as low as they are in the programs that are out there, for what they're paying for rent, if not for less, they're able to buy. So while you're running those numbers there, the down payment, is that something that a family member can lend me that money? A friend or family member can loan me that money?
Yes. On an FHA loan, you can have a gift from a relative or family member, correct? That could be for the closing costs, the down payment, what have you. Again, to go through on a $200,000 loan, based on your property taxes, again, an estimate for your homeowners and flood insurance, you would be as little as $1,500 to $1,600 in a total monthly payment, and that would include everything. Most of the time, that should even include your minimal homeowners association payment if you are looking for a townhome.
Wow. Yeah, so that's exactly what I'm talking about. If you start looking for a three-bedroom down here, three-bedroom, two-bath, you're minimum starting at $1,500 or more. So it just makes sense. I mean, and one of the things I try to train my agents is the minute somebody calls you saying, I'm interested in renting this property, introduce the idea, well, listen, what have you considered buying? And that's where normally somebody will say, no, but my credit, or look, I lost a property. And that's where the opportunity is, and say, well, listen, it doesn't hurt to – let's look at it. Let's take a look and see where you're at right now. You just never know. Does that ever happen, or has it happened recently where that was a scenario that folks really had no inkling whatsoever that they could afford to buy or are qualified, and you got them into a home?
Yes, it has, Tony. It happens numerous times where a lot of people do come in. They feel that their credit is not up to par. And fortunately enough, whenever we do go through it and pull their credit, their credit is a lot better or within reason, so that we are able to help them qualify for the purchase of a home. So again, it's something that what we would do as professionals is review the overall picture of the loan. We do actually get your documentation, and we do actually look at your tax returns and look at the scenario, review your credit, and trying to get a feel of what happened for that credit problem. So there are numerous times when somebody can obtain a loan and we're very ecstatic and happy that they got the house, and it means nothing more to us than helping everybody out.
What about this? I'm thinking about doing something. I think, well, yeah, but you know what? I have my bank that I have my checking account or savings account for the last 5 years. Why wouldn't I just go to whatever big bank is on the corner there and ask them about this program?
Tony, this is PJ. I'll go ahead and answer that one. The reason why, and Keith mentioned this before, is that a lot of, big banks or even bigger lenders don't participate in the FHA Back to Work program is because usually they have, all the guidelines for us come from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We're a direct lender, meaning we go directly to Fannie and Freddie. We don't have a lot of what they call overlays. Well, banks and bigger lending institutions do have quite a bit of overlays, and it's more of a risk protection for them. So, for example, I know for a lot of banks, this is a matter of fact, if you don't have a score above a 640, they won't even look at you for an FHA loan. With PRMG, we are a direct lender, meaning that from the filling out of your application all the way to the funding table, everything is done here in-house. The loan stays with us. It never leaves our office. And, I always like to ask, is a bank going to answer your phone call on a Saturday if you have a question about something, or at 8 o'clock at night? Well, probably not. Keith and I, we get calls, all the time. on weekends and things like that. So it's more of, you know, the service that we can provide as a mortgage bank.
That's great. And you guys do a lot of VA loans as well, right?
That's absolutely correct.
God bless our vets. That's what I say, Tony. Again, VA loans are fantastic because basically VA comes in with a zero down payment. And I'm going to give you a little happy veteran story. A veteran co-signed for his cousin, and I just closed this loan last month. He co-signed for his cousin on a loan, and about a year and a half ago, she had a short sale. Well, unfortunately, he went to two banks, three brokers, and they weren't able to get the loan. Fortunately enough, since we are a direct lender, or what's called a Jenny Mae seller servicer, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac seller servicer, we go directly to guidelines. And fortunately enough, I did not have to put him through the grindstones or anything else. Even though he was on the note, he was responsible for it. Due to the fact that he was a veteran during VA guidelines, I was able to get him a loan. Unfortunately, he would not be able to go to the banks to do it because, as PJ stated, they have what's called overlays. And overlays mean basically I'm not going to do it for anybody less than 2 years or 3 years.
Wow. And, you know, when I see so many of our vets that are returning now from active service, you know, God bless them for everything that they have done for us. And this is a fantastic opportunity to get in on the market. But I know a lot of lenders will shy away from VA loans. A lot of real estate agents are so afraid of VA loans because they just don't get it. They don't understand what's involved. They're afraid that the loans take too long and that they don't close, or that VA is going to come in and say, I want a new roof and I want this and that. So right. We had about maybe seven or eight minutes left.
It was like that, Tony, at one time. It was very difficult with the appraisals and everything else, but I have not had any problems as far as the appraisals are concerned. And again, as you said, God bless our vets. You know, we have to work really hard. I'm really hard to hear whenever an agent says, you know, I don't know, want to do a VA loan. I'm like, it's just a separate check of a box for an addendum. That's it. You leave the rest to me. You don't have to do anything. I follow guidelines. I do all the work. All you're doing is just presenting the contract for a VA addendum. That's all.
You know, and here's the thing, for my real estate agents out there and also for consumers, okay? Let's say, for example, you're working with a real estate agent. You're a vet. Or you're working with a real estate agent for the FHA back to work program, and the agent is saying, "Well, no, I can't. I don't have any properties to show you because all of these are checked off as no FHA, no VA." You know what I found? And my wife, who is my partner in life and in the business, is fantastic at this. She'll call the listing agent up and say, "Let me ask you a question. Why do you have that box checked?" And 9 out of 10 times, they don't have a good answer. They really don't have a good answer. They're just kind of like, well, no, we don't. I can understand, again, a condo, FHA, VA, probably not, you know. But single family home, you know, detached single family home, and they don't have FHA or VA as a potential financing option. And I'm going, I got a question for you. Can that be potentially seen as something that's not quite proper? So you're saying that the only person that can buy is cash, but conventional is okay, but these other ones you've said no to for all the wrong reasons. I go, interesting. Are you aware of the potential issues that you are raising there? How often do you guys come across that where you're stepping in and having to educate the other side as to why it's okay to allow them to move forward?
You know, Tony, just to bring it up also, sometimes they do have, and I know this is off of topic, but I'm going to bring it up, that they do have it checked that they won't accept FHA is due to the condition of the property. But fortunately enough, we have a program for that under, again, FHA with only a minimum of 3.5%, where you could do the rehabilitation in the property. You can put in the new flooring, the kitchen, the appliances, a new roof. So those are things that we can do here at PRMG that if the agent says, no, you can't do it because it won't pass the appraisal because it doesn't have appliances or a bad roof, give us a call, let us know what this scenario is, and I can let you know if it fits within the guidelines of the FHA rehabilitation program.
Yes, yes, that is an excellent program that so many people know so little about, right? Because again, another very misunderstood program. And there's a lot of lenders that won't touch those with a 10-foot pole.
Correct, correct. But we do them here, and we're very successful at it also. It's so long as we have a good contractor we're working with, good buyer, good realtor, we all work together to accomplish the same goal, and that's closing the loan.
Okay, so I think that's going to be the topic for another show in the future, because I'm a big believer in that program. And are you guys involved with any of the government programs for, say, HARP, the refinancing program for people that are underwater? Are you involved in those at all?
Yes, we do the HARP program, that is up to 125% of the actual values. Could go up to 150% of the values in your area. But we are very successful at closing those loans also for the people that do want to stay in their present homes.
Okay, so we're gonna bring you guys back to do a show on the FHA program for renovation, to also on the one for HARP, because I believe that one, there was HARP 1 and then this HARP 2, and this one seems to be gaining some steam, and it's helping people out. It's helping people reduce their monthly payments. So that's good. Yep. Anything to kind of help them stay in their home is a fantastic thing.
Absolutely, Tony.
Okay, so clarification, because we got about maybe 3 minutes left. So the money for, in the case of this program, FHA, can be a gift, but it cannot be a loan, correct? You know, there has correct. To be confirmation that this money is a gift to the buyers, not that there is another loan against the property, correct?
Correct. It's a gift. It must be 100% gift from a relative, and we will verify that the transfer of the funds. But yes, it can be 100%. Also, just to throw it out to you, if you are gracious enough to have a beautiful employer, your employer can help you with your closing costs and down payment. There are a few other things we have to do to verify. But again, if your employer wants to give you your bonus early, whatever he chooses or she chooses to do, we can utilize those funds also.
I've never even heard of that one, but that has to be a gift scenario also, not like an advance?
No, it cannot be an advance. It can be a gift from the employer, or it can be an early bonus from the employer. In other words, if we verify that they give him at the end of the year and he wants to give it to her now, that's fine. If he wants to give him a gift, that's fine. We are acceptable of that as far as the employer is concerned.
Interesting. You know, one of the things, I mean, this is just great stuff. I do this show and I'm learning all the time. And, you know, this is why education is so critical. Guys, if you're a real estate agent out there, a real estate broker, then bring these guys into your office. Sit down with them. Let them I've had them come into my office and teach a class, and the response was fantastic. The agents, their eyes were wide open at the possibilities. And as I mentioned, I am personally very motivated to start offering classes and seminars for first-time buyers, for people that maybe are re-entering. And if somebody is out there in a capacity to host an event like this, you guys could come in and help them with the presentation and the whole thing, right?
Yes, we can.
Wow. Okay, so that's a no-brainer. If I'm a real estate agent, I know that I got a conference room or training room that I can use. Why not join forces with you guys, get a flyer together, let's get the word out, let's go ahead and get flyers distributed in the apartment complexes, at the grocery store, whatever, just to let people know that says, you know what, you may be closer to owning a home than you ever thought possible. Come down for this free session, no obligation, no pressure, no nothing, and let us sit down and talk to you. All right, folks. So we lost Keith and PJ. We've had either solar flares or something is not right with the universe today. But the timing was pretty close. We're just about done with the show for today. And I couldn't be more thrilled with the information they gave out. So let me give you their contact information. If you have any question whatsoever pertaining to the loan process, give them a call because they are going to give you straight information. The gentleman that was on, his name is Keith Guillermod, and he also had his assistant PJ as well. They are with Paramount Residential Mortgage Group. You can reach Keith directly at 954-557-6696. That's 954-557-6696. And for my real estate agent friends out there, especially those in South Florida, Keith is also a sponsor of the Floyd Wickman, Tony Martinez event that we are doing in Coral Gables, June 3rd through 5th. Guys, if you have any questions at all, whether you're a real estate agent or a consumer, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. Feel free to call me, Tony Martinez, 954-663-0275. That's 954-663-0275. We're just about out of time. Again, you can get the podcast tomorrow. Log in today and listen to all the shows that you've missed. Go to Real Estate Answer Man Show, realestateanswermanshow.com. Look for the link to go to iTunes and download the show. Don't forget to listen in to tune in next Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and tell a friend or two or 100 about the show. We'd appreciate it. God bless you, folks. We'll talk to you next week. Tune into the Real Estate Answer Man Show next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And remember, for all your real estate needs, call the Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290.